The Vatican's Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity has issued a final document, drawn up at a meeting in October, of the Joint International Commission for the Theological Dialogue between the Catholic and the Orthodox Churches. The document that was finalized at the meeting that took place in the city of Ravenna is entitled The Ecclesiological and Canonical Consequences of the Sacramental Nature of the Church. Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, said that the meeting brought a real breakthrough in a new Catholic-Orthodox dialogue, even although much concern was raised when the Russian Orthodox Church delegation abandoned the meeting. Philippa Hitchin, my colleague here at Vatican Radio and a real expert on ecumenical issues, spoke to Cardinal Kasper about the document and of its importance.
We're looking at this new document between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Churches, a document which was completed at the recent meeting in Ravenna. It seems to be an enormous breakthrough, a real step forward on the road to reconciliation.
Yes, we meet in Ravenna from the 8th to the 14th of October, and with all Orthodox churches together. And we had a document which is called Document of Ravenna, which has a title, The Ecclesiological and Canonical Consequences of the Sacramental Nature of the Church, Communion, Conciliarity and Authority. That's the theme, and we deal with the theme on three levels, the local level, the regional level, and the universal level, and on any level we have a relationship between synodality and authority. And now the real breakthrough is that the first time the Orthodox were ready to speak about the universal level of the Church. And also on the universal level, we have synodality, of course, but also an authority. It means a primate. And of course, this is according to the old order, to the praxis of the ancient church, the Bishop of Rome. But we must be clear, this is only a first step. This is only a basis. It does not solve at all the problems which are between the Orthodox and the Catholic Church. We have to go on to clarify not all in the details. We will speak the next time about the role of the Bishop of Rome in the first millennium. And then we have to go on to the second millennium, where we have the first and second Vatican Council. This will not be an easy dialogue. And then we can see where we will be after these steps. I think it needs a whole decade. And this will be a long, probably, humanly speaking, a long and also a difficult way. But not to exaggerate what we have achieved now, it's important, a first step, a basis, not more. And we hope with God's help and the prayers of many faithful, we can go on this ecumenical pilgrimage with the Orthodox churches.
This is an agreement between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox world, and yet the Russian Orthodox delegation left that Ravenna meeting on the first day. Does this somehow take away from the validity of this document, or how do you overcome this particular problem with the Moscow Patriarchate, where there have been so many difficulties in the past?
Well, we solved many problems with the Orthodox Patriarchate in the last day. We have now a very much more relaxed or sometimes a good relationship. We were very saddened and concerned also about the Russian Orthodox delegation who left for an inner Orthodox question, because the autonomous status of Orthodox Church here, Estonia, is not a question we can decide. It's an inner Orthodox question. But what we can do is to ask Moscow and to ask Constantinople to come to an agreement or to a compromise in this question, or in a bilateral or in a pan-Orthodox level, because we want, the Russians belong to this dialogue. We do not want a division among the Orthodox, and So we cannot interfere, but we are not neutral. We are, if they both want, we can also help to come to a solution of this problem, but we are very much concerned about this. We do not want such a rift in the Russian Orthodox Church is for us a very important partner. But the absence of the Russian Orthodox does not take away the validity or the legitimacy of this document. There is a decision of the pan-Orthodox level in the 80s of the last century that if one church does not take part, the other Orthodox churches can continue with the dialogue with the Roman Catholic Church. That's the basis. But we hope the Russians will come back very soon, and as much we can, we will do our best to help them.
That was Philippa Hitchin speaking to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. And ever since the beginning of his pontificate in April 2005, Pope Benedict XVI has affirmed his will to foster ecumenical dialogue. Many have been the times during which he has spoken of the importance of Christian unity. Many have been the occasions during which he has taken action to do so. Amongst these, an intense pastoral voyage to Turkey 1 year ago, when he met with the Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch, Bartholomew of Constantinople. My colleague, Sister Janet Ferns, remembers that the Pope then expressed his thoughts regarding the importance of collaboration between denominations and religions in no uncertain manner.
As I have recently observed, we are in great need of an authentic dialogue between religions and between cultures, capable of assisting us in a spirit of fruitful cooperation to overcome all the tensions together.
On his apostolic visit to Turkey, Pope Benedict spoke of the real need in today's world for fruitful dialogue between religious groups.
This dialogue must enable different religions to come to know one another better and to respect one another in order to work for the fulfillment of men's noblest aspirations in search of God and in search of happiness.
During the Pope's time in Turkey, there was a wonderful example of Catholic Orthodox cooperation and dialogue at Vatican Radio. In order to help with the broadcasts of joint liturgical celebrations between Pope Benedict and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the Orthodox Church sent several of their clergy to work with us. After the Divine Liturgy, Father John Krasavkis, advisor on ecumenical concerns to the Patriarch, commented on the relationship between the Catholic and Orthodox churches.
I think that it has always been something inspiring for me to see church leaders looking outside of their own tradition and not just within their own churches. And traditionally, the Orthodox Church has assumed a pioneering role, really, in terms of relating to other Christian churches, relating to other faiths. But the relationship between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church is one that is particularly close to the heart of the leaders of the Orthodox churches and the faithful themselves, because these two churches have a shared legacy, and they have a patrimony that goes back 2,000 years. For 1,000 years, the first 1,000 years of the church's existence, the Church of the East in Constantinople and the Church of the West in Rome were one. They shared the same teachings, the same doctrine, they shared the same liturgy, they shared the same traditions.
The relationship is very deep, as Father Krasavkis continues.
The two churches refer to each other with the phrase sister churches. And it's not just something that's a conventional way of speaking. It's a deeply historical and theological phrase that describes their relationship.
My thanks to Sister Janet Ferns for that report.